Hey guys, it's Daily Dose of Static here with another podcast. Today's topic is about the press during World War II. So, what that practically means is what was being advertised and talked about during this time.
Today's highlights are censorship and propaganda in the press, the role Hollywood played during World War II with society, Rosie the Riveter's effects on how women were portrayed in the media, and people's perspective on women. Today we have two interviews with women that were working on the home front during World War II. Before we jump into the interviews, we have a commercial.
December 7th, 1941. No American will ever forget this Sunday morning in Hawaii. Across the blue waters of Pearl Harbor, the Pacific Fleet rides serenely at anchor. There is peace and quiet in Honolulu. There is a hope for peace in the hearts of all Americans. There is a forceful plea for peace in the words of the President of the United States. But his last message to Japan's emperor falls on deaf ears.
All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. So, World War II was mostly caused by the attack on Pearl Harbor that affected thousands of lives. The first interview is with a woman whose life was put on pause because of World War II. Hi, welcome to the interview. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, let's get started. How old were you when World War II was taking place?
I was about to turn 18, a pretty big year for me.
You were just becoming an adult, right?
Yes, I had all these plans on finally being able to be independent and find someone. But of course, World War II kind of got in the way of those plans.
Wow, so you had most of your life planned and got ruined because of the war.
Yeah, it was hard. I had to start working to replace the men that originally did what I was doing. And work really got in the way, plus having to help my mom with younger siblings since my dad and brother were gone. I never had time for myself. It really took a toll on me.
So what was your job or jobs if you had multiple?
I worked in a factory that produced munitions and built ships. It was quite exciting, to be honest. It was sort of liberating to be able to do what the men were doing.
What was the media like during this time? Like, what was being advertised?
That was a big thing during that era, an important thing. Every time a newspaper came out, everybody feared to look because they would put the names of those that had died. So people, including myself, were afraid that somebody we cared about was going to be on that list. Also, a lot of what was happening was being censored. Photographs were being censored, which means that the newspaper and news on the radios had restrictions that the government put into place. All news about the war had to pass through the Office of War Information, so we never had a good intel on what was happening.
That must have been frustrating.
Definitely. It was hell not knowing. Although, they would tell us some things sometimes, like war strategies and how the war was affecting our community, but mostly just simple things.
What was the propaganda like during this time?
Propaganda was mostly used for moral and support for the war. They mostly just talk about keeping positive personality and only talk about the war in a good way. They would also talk about war bonds and how we needed to do better in our jobs at factories to support troops.
Did it work?
Yeah, for the most part it did. What it was created to do was distract us.
Anyways, thank you so much for taking the time to let me interview about this. I'm sure it was hard.
Don't worry about it. It was my pleasure. I think it's important people know about World War II from the perspective of someone else that wasn't in direct combat. It's a new way to look at it.
Definitely. Thank you. Alright guys, that was our first interview. Before we start our second one, here's a commercial.
The problem now is future peace. That is your job in Germany. By your conduct and attitude while on guard inside Germany, you can lay the groundwork of a peace that could last forever. Or just the opposite. You could lay the groundwork for a new war to come. And just as American soldiers had to do this job 26 years ago, so other American soldiers, your sons, might have to do it again another 20-odd years from now.
Okay, let's start with you stating your name and how old you were when World War II was happening.
My name is May Loaf, and I was 16 during this time.
What was your life during World War II?
It wasn't great. I was an only child. My father had to go to the army, and my mom was working, so I'd mainly go to school and clean.
Is that all you did?
No, I did have a job for a while. It was boring and sort of dangerous, but I had to do my part in the war. The government made it seem like taking the jobs was necessary for the men's survival, and that they were out there in combat for us, and we believed them. I guess a part of it was true, but they just needed people to start working so they could get more ammunition and ships out. I mean, we women couldn't even walk down the street or go see a movie without there being some sort of propaganda and advertisement of the war, and how women had to get out there and work, and so we did.
What was your job, and how was it dangerous? Did they tell you it was dangerous?
Well, I worked in an ammunition factory alongside my mom. At first, it was nice to have a job and feel needed, but after a while, it got tiring, and it wasn't as exciting as they showed in the commercials. And it was absolutely not safe. In the commercials, the person in charge would say that the women loved it and that the job was absolutely safe and enjoyable, but that was not the case. Let me tell you, someone literally blew up, all because they wore hair clip to work and the gunpowder for the ammunition caused a spark and she blew up. That was frightening. I just don't think they told the truth when it came to the description of the job.
Did the factory owners do something about it?
No, there wasn't any work in that department for like a day, so while they cleaned that area up, everyone else had to go on about their work like nothing happened. I think the worst part was that they acted like nothing really happened and the girl literally lost her life.
That must have been hard.
It was, but I got over it.
How?
Movies. Man, I love going to the theater and watching a movie. A lot of the films portrayed a strong female character that was taking part in the war and actually helping, like they were combat nurses. It really made me imagine, what if that was me? I also just love movies in general. They don't necessarily have to be about war. Those were like the only movies being made, which in my opinion is terrible because there was an actual war going on, but at the end of the movie, the war was over and everybody was home safe and we had won, but that's not how it was in real life.
Don't you maybe think that the point of the movies was to help people feel patriotic and hopeful that we were going to win the war?
Absolutely. Looking back now, if you really thought about it, the movies would give a sense of fake reality, but I guess it helped with the anxiety and the pain of the war. It was a distraction from real life, and women really needed that. With their sons, husbands, and fathers possibly dying at any second, movies really took the edge off for me personally.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
No problem. Thank you for having me. The propaganda during World War II was mostly about World War II and the encouragement to join the army. The government used propaganda to convince the men and women that they were making a difference and that their contribution itself could save the country. That concludes our podcast. As always, this is Daily Dose of Static, and thanks for tuning in with us, and remember to let us know if you enjoyed it, and please subscribe to our podcast. It means the world to us.